Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the second hour of the War Room. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. We're talking a little bit more about domestic goings-on, including the fallout of the deposition of Les Wexner today. We've had some statements from the congressman who deposed him. And we're also going to play in the next segment a report from Alex Jones. He's got some inside details, inside baseball about what happened to Tucker Carlson in Israel. So stay tuned for that. But I want to go to a video here. I put it together today because there's been a series of videos that have gone viral of people in Virginia crashing out about their electricity bills and how their electricity bills have doubled or tripled since Alison Spanberger got elected. Abigail Spanberger got elected as governor. And I realized as I was watching these videos that it reminded me of the debate between Abigail Spanberger and her opponent when the opponent was saying, you know, how can you do this? You know, don't you have any sympathy for the people who these policies will hurt? And remember, Spanberger just stared straight ahead and refused to even acknowledge. I mean, we played it a lot on this show just because it was so creepy. It was just this cold, dead-eyed stare where she was like trying not to laugh as Winsome Earl Sears was being like, you know, don't you care? Like, what is wrong with you? And it was so creepy and so weird. So I thought I'd put these two together. I thought this actually kind of makes a good sort of illustration. Here is the people under Abigail Spanberger suffering under her policies, not able to live and survive and afford their basic necessities under her deliberate, you know, price gouging of them. And she doesn't care. She doesn't give a damn. She's trying not to laugh at all of you for believing that she was a moderate Democrat in the first place. And if you'd listened to us the whole time, you wouldn't have fallen for it, would you? So here's an illustration of what's going on in Virginia right now. The regular people suffering under Abigail Spanberger's policies while Abigail Spanberger...
So can somebody please explain something to me? What the fuck is going on with energy in Virginia? Because something to me is just not making sense. Every single electric bill I'm getting is looking like this. This is how all my electric bills are looking. Something doesn't make sense, bro. And every time I call Dominion Energy, they tell me that I'm tripping.
I can't pay this. $741.98. It's due on February 17th. Normally, the highest bill I've usually ever gotten was anywhere from, you know, $3 to maybe $320. We can't keep going on like this. I mean, things are already high enough. Everything's high right now. And electricity, like I said, is something that we obviously need. And it's not like we have a choice. So what are we supposed to do when we can't even pay our electricity bill?
I just got my energy bill for the month, Dominion Energy out of Virginia. My bill has tripled. Like, I usually pay about $200, you know, on a regular, $300 on a high note. $621. That's more than my car payment. What the actual hell is going on? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't know. You voted for the CIA spook who told you what she was going to do. You know, what do you expect? And we got to talk about this. Like, we got to make this a talking point because 100%, and it's confirmed now, and they're writing articles about how, you know, happy they are. Like, the Democrats are looking at Abigail Spanberger and going, that's the strategy right there. You act like a moderate. You just talk like a normal American. You just say really normal thing. You just go, hey, people should be able to afford their lives, man. You know, why not? And then you get elected, and then you govern like Chairman Mao. And you raise the prices on the very people you were saying you were going to help them. And they're realizing, okay, this is how we do it. We act like we're moderates, and then we rule like we're radicals. And then the media will cover it up and spin it for us. And the people will suffer, but what the hell are they going to do? We have 4 years to tear their lives apart, and then we'll ruin the voting system, so they're stuck with us. Yeah, we got to let people know this is the strategy, because people are going to keep falling for it. So tell people, send it around. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
Dismantling the globalist agenda hour by hour. This is The War Room with Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is The War Room. We're going to go to a special report from Alex Jones, giving you the inside baseball of what happened with Tucker Carlson being detained in Ben Gurion Airport after interviewing Mike Huckabee, ambassador to Israel. So we'll go to that in just a second. I do want to remind you that you have until midnight tonight to take advantage of the biggest sale we've ever offered at thealexjonesstore.com, thealexjonesstore.com/Harrison, if you want to let them know who sent you. 52% off site-wide, every single product on the store, over half off right now. That only goes till midnight. So if you've been hearing me say this for a few days and thinking, maybe I won't, this is your clarion call. Do it. Now's the time. Don't wait. You're going to regret it if you don't take advantage of this 52% off sale. You're going to regret it, honestly. You're going to be like, well, maybe I should have gotten it during when I was 52. I still want it, but it's twice as much now. No, get it now. Get it now while you can, folks. You have until midnight tonight, whether you're stocking up because you love the products or just trying them for the first time, there is no better time than right now in the next few hours to go to thealexjonesstore.com. Get yourself some of the energy shots, get yourself some of the methylene blue, get yourself some of the CMOS, and you're entered to win both of the cars, the F-250 and the GT, the Shelby GT Classic Ford muscle car. You are entered to win both of those with 100-time entries for every dollar you spend at thealexjonesstore.com. And with that, we now go to Alex Jones, and he breaks down what happened to Tucker Carlson when he tried to innocently visit our greatest ally, Israel. Let's watch.
All right. It has been reported, it's a big top story, that Israel detained Tucker Carlson trying to leave after his interview with Ambassador Mike Huckabee. So I thought, I'm not going to move the Daily Mail because they lie so much. I'm going to call Tucker Carlson's crew. He didn't answer. I talked to his crew, I'll leave it at that. And they said, yeah, after the Huckabee thing, reportedly it's going to be pretty spicy. They got him at the airport, grabbed him in his passport, interrogated him. And that's basically it. So the quote of the Daily Mail is real. That did happen. And I just want to say something. Like, here's the deal. Israel, you're the most unpopular country in the world right now, okay? You should be seen as the underdog. Everybody's turning against you. I'm not with the Islamists, but I'm also not with what you're doing. Tucker is beloved. You may live in your own echo chamber and, you know, demonize him because he isn't for war with Iran or whatever. But this was a major league stupid move. You all know who he is. They knew who he was. They pulled him out. They pulled his passport. And Tucker's not trying to make a big deal about it. Like, come on, well, yeah, they did do it. But, you know, let's just move on. So Tucker's people, and Tucker doesn't want to make a big deal about this. Well, I can't help it. I'm going to make a big deal about it. Because, I mean, Huckabee is a piece of work, man. The guy should not be the ambassador to Israel. It's okay if you're pro-Israel, be the ambassador. He is Israel, not first, Israel only. Like, we say we're America only. He's Israel only, and it's whatever Netanyahu wants only. So I wonder what got on him. And again, everybody knows I don't have some hard on for Israel. I don't think Israel is the root of all evil and has all, you know, I mean, I had huge guests on, Kathy O'Brien, MK Ultra, sex slave on, confirmed. And a caller calls and says, why aren't you covering Israel? We cover Les Wexner, the billionaire Israeli operative, saying he's demon possessed and he's not a co-conspirator and all that. We cover all that. We don't have to, like, always make Israel part of it. You know, there's other stuff going on. But Israel continues with chutzpah to act like this, and it's really, really, really stupid. They're trying to pressure Trump to go to war. I was a few months ago in Maine with Tucker, but even before that, earlier last year, they were trying to go to war the first time, and he had Netanyahu and people calling up, you know, yelling at him. It's like, we're allowed to be anti-war. Tucker's apologized for being pro-war before. He's anti-war now. I mean, I get why we kind of went into Venezuela. I said, I don't overall support him, but I get what Trump's doing. Tucker's not even at that point. So, what does Israel think this is going to do? But again, that's that disconnection that's living in your own little bubble. And that's what's wrong. So, I don't support Hamas to the mountains of the sea and all that stuff, but I also don't support Israel lobby trying to ban the First Amendment to stop anti-Israel talk, the ADL and all the rest of it in Europe. So it's a big problem. Israel, please, your leadership, stop making yourselves the villain. What do you think detaining Tucker and bragging him and interrogating him and getting in his face and taking his passport away, do you think that scares people so they don't talk bad about you now? I mean, you're acting like five-year-olds. You know, they say that who the gods will destroy, they first make mad. And I don't want Israel destroyed. And all the idiots want to destroy it. They have nuclear weapons. It's not going to happen. But at the same time, if America's going to fall, it's from within. If Israel's going to fall, it's from within. If Europe's going to fall, it's from within. Any of these countries. And we are falling from within with psychotic, crazy, dumbass leaders. Leave our journalists alone. To the EU trying to sue and criminally charge Elon Musk. It's crazy. But these tyrants, again, are in their own bubble. So, yes, Tucker did get grabbed. They did interrogate him. They did take his passport. They tried to basically intimidate him. I just like, oh, now Tucker's going to put his tail between his legs and kiss Netanyahu's ass and Ambassador Huckabee, Mr. Christian Zionist, and all of his just over the... I mean, if he worshipped America like that, it'd be a little weird. But, I mean, he just... not against Israel, but I don't worship Israel. And the state of Israel is not the biblical people of Israel. And all these fake quotes by Ted Cruz and stuff about, if you don't worship Israel, you go to hell. It's just not true, folks. I love America. I don't worship our government. I don't like the communist Chinese government. I'm not against the Chinese people. I'm not against the Jews, but I don't like what the Israeli leadership's doing. And I don't support the Rothschilds and Ehud Barak, who are running the operation trying to overthrow Netanyahu. Doesn't mean I support Netanyahu. If people want to vote him out, that's fine. But my point is I know the different factions here. And people need to learn the factions. Like the attempts to say Netanyahu is involved with Epstein, it's actually true when Netanyahu says I'm not. It's the whole leftist Rothschild arm that's doing it, and the Supreme Court. So I know the players here. So this is the dumbest move. I mean, maybe Netanyahu's not behind it. Maybe the opposition to Netanyahu did this, because this is a bad move, folks. You have idiots saying, oh, great, put Tucker in prison. He works for Qatar. No evidence of that. Or Tucker's great, blow up Israel. We don't know everything. Tucker's people don't know either. They just know that overall the story's true. And the statement's true out of the Daily Mail. So that's it. Find me at Real Alex Jones on X, on Rumble, the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com/show. Thank you all for everything out there. Just keep spreading the word. We had a powerful broadcast today with Les Wexner, saying he's demon-possessed and serves demons that tell him what to do. Here's the name of the demon he is possessed by that runs him. Kind of a big deal. You might want to look at that. Epstein's email was called Ball, human sacrifice demon. I mean, I'm just reporting. And if the Chinese are doing that, I'll report on it. Or if Americans are, or Christians are, or the Catholic Church is doing bad stuff, come on. We just cover the facts, folks, and calls balls and strikes. Thank you so much. I'll follow me on the next. We're Alex Jones, and God bless. A Tucker's safe.
All right, so make sure you are following us on X for those exclusive reports. And Les Wexner says himself that he is possessed by a demon. So take that for what it's worth. Not sure if that came up in the deposition today. We'll get into it, because he was deposed today. Story from notus.org. Les Wexner, deposed by House Oversight Committee over Epstein ties. Democratic members of the House Oversight Committee questioned former CEO Les Wexner on Wednesday morning at his home in Ohio as part of their investigation into affiliates of Jeffrey Epstein, the billionaire's former associate. The relationship between Epstein and Wexner, the founder of L Brands, the former owner of Victoria's Secret, has been under renewed scrutiny following the release of a 2019 FBI document that listed him as a co-conspirator in the investigation into the late convicted sex offender. Attorney General Pam Bondi said at a House Judiciary Committee hearing last week that Wexner's name appears more than 4,000 times in the Epstein files. Democratic members of the committee expressed frustration after the deposition, saying Wexner said he could not remember answers to many of their questions, including how Epstein obtained hundreds of millions of Wexner's money. In a very real way, Les Wexner gave Epstein credibility to commit some of the crimes he did, said Representative Stephen Lynch. There's no question in my mind, given the evidence so far, that Les Wexner knew about this and failed to stop it. So once again, inexpressible disappointment in the Republicans for letting the Democrats take the point on this. Why are they the ones talking about Les Wexner? Why are they the ones actually questioning him? According to the Democrats, the Republicans didn't even show up for this for some reason, for some truly inexplicable reason. Let's go to clip 44 here. Congressman talking about who showed up to question Les Wexner at his Ohio home.
It is very frustrating the fact that there are no Republicans here today. I wish there were Republicans because sex trafficking should not be a D versus R issue. It should be a bipartisan issue. Everybody should be invested in finding the truth right now. And the fact that we've had so little cooperation from the Republicans on the House Oversight Committee, that the DOJ has actively tried to obstruct this investigation, that is shameful. And it will go down as a permanent mark on the records of people like Pam Bondi and Donald Trump.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous. And there's a lot of good people on the House Oversight Committee. Comer's on there. Anna Paulina Luna's on there. None of them showed up to question Les Wexner. So now the Democrats get to parade around like they're the only ones that care about the Epstein files, even though they're the ones that are all over it. And they spent 10 years trying to downplay the entire concept of elite pedophilia and called you a crazy QAnon conspiracy theorist if you talked about it. And now they're up there going, this falls on the laps of the Republicans for refusing to go to investigate this. And it does. Like, what are they doing? Why weren't they there? Again, just crazy. And I mean, if you're watching the Alex Jones Show today and hearing the general talk about this, it's like, yeah, like, what are they doing? This is, it really is beyond ridiculous. Let's go to clip 43 here. Representative Jasmine Crockett. She was there. She's making hay out of this. She's using this to progress her political career. Couldn't be bothered to show up. No Republicans could be bothered to show up to the Les Wexner questioning event. Now that I say it, I mean, I'm just like, it just hit me so hard right there. Obviously, they were instructed not to go. Sorry, it's so obvious. It just struck me. Of course, they didn't go. They were instructed not to by Trump. I guarantee you that's what it was. I don't have any evidence of that, but I thought about it for 10 seconds, and I just realized, obviously, no Republicans went because the Republican leadership told them not to go. Right? That makes sense. Why would they not go? Why would they give up this political football that's so valuable? Absurd. So we'll let Jasmine Crockett tell us all about it. Clip number 43.
Is that there were always young girls seemingly looking for an opportunity to model, and there were always rich and powerful people on the other side, dangling a carrot, saying, I will give you the life that you're seeking. Yet ultimately, the stories are the same. They're stories of abuse. They're stories of trafficking at the highest level. And I will tell you one thing that was remembered for sure was when asked about Donald Trump and Epstein and whether or not they had been in the same room and what that looked like, he didn't quite remember, but he imagined that, yes, that possibly happened. Because he did remember that Donald Trump also would like to show up to the Victoria's Secret runway shows. Now, That was a little odd to him, he said, because Donald Trump was not engaged in fashion whatsoever.
What? This is what I don't understand. How can anybody think that they have anything on? They never have anything on Trump. And it's weird because they, like, make that argument for us by trying desperately to say stuff about Trump. Like, if she had not said anything about Trump right there, you could have speculated or whatever. But no, she says they specifically asked about Donald Trump. And Les Wexner, obviously trying to give them what they want, trying to insinuate that Trump was somehow involved. The only thing he has was, yeah, Donald Trump sometimes showed up to the Victoria's Secret runway shows. You know, the big social events where all the rich and powerful from New York City go to be seen and to hang out. It was suspicious that he was there because he didn't have anything to do with fashion. Oh, yeah, other than owning the Miss America contest and like helping to run supermodel agencies. Like, what are you talking about? What are they talking about? So just once again, I don't know what other conclusion you could come to other than once again, the co-conspirators of Epstein under oath completely clear Trump of any wrongdoing. And he didn't try to, he's, you know, Les Wexner's not like covering up for Trump. He's like, well, I did see him at the Victoria's Secret one runway shows, and that was weird. Why would that be weird? What is weird about that? You were having a runway show, right? You want celebrities to show up there? Like, what are you talking about? This is what I mean. And even now, I've got people just being like, why are you covering for Trump? Because I don't think there's anything there. If there is, I'll report on it. But what are you talking about? Yeah, they went to a Victoria's Secret fashion event along with like hundreds of other people. So like, if there was anything, I would let you know. Every time Donald Trump is brought up and investigated with any sincerity, he's cleared. Les Wexner clears him again. Jamie Crockett, maybe too dumb to know what she's saying, clears him thoroughly. Well, we did ask, and he said that she showed up to the Victoria's Secret. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you really have nothing. You're going with whatever you have, and it's nothing. And if you had anything else, you would have gone with that. So they talked more about it. And again, you know, I guess there's a thin line, like when you're talking about modeling agencies or any sort of acting agency or anything like that. Like when you describe just their normal business practices, it can sound creepy, like Jasmine Crockett just made it there, where it's like you have, you know, this endless supply of young women that are wanting to get noticed and these old men that are there, you know, able to give them careers. It's like, well, yeah, that is how it works. No, yeah, that's definitely how it works. Yeah, models tend to be pretty young women and they want jobs and the companies are owned by old Jewish guys and they give them the jobs and that is how it works, actually. It's not necessarily suspicious, but it does obviously, you know, provide fertile ground for creeps that want to do bad things. But just to say that there were models around a modeling agency isn't exactly the bombshell that I think they expected it to be treated as. Let's go to clip 41 here. Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Les Wexner, did admit to members of Congress quite a few things, including traveling with Epstein. Let's go to clip 41 here.
They spent a lot of time together. Mr. Wexner admitted that he traveled to both Epstein's island as well as his other properties. Mr. Wexner also admitted that Jeffrey Epstein had access to a lot of Mr. Wexner's wealth. And when asked even simple questions, even as it relates to Mr. Epstein being the co-president of the foundation that established the area that we're in today, Mr. Wexner had little to say. In fact, it's clear that Mr. Wexner is trying to downplay how close Jeffrey Epstein and Mr. Wexner actually were. And we should be very clear that there would be no Epstein Island, There'd be no Epstein plane. There'd be no money to traffic women and girls. Mr. Epstein would not be the wealthy man he was without the support of Les Wexler.
Good for the Democrats, man. It pains me to say it. But that's great. That's exactly what we need to know. It's exactly what we need to hear. I hope they don't, you know, give up on this. I hope they continue to chase this path, because everything you said right there is the very powerful information. There would be no island. There would be no Jeffrey Epstein as we know him without Leslie Wexner's money. And Leslie Wexner just saying he doesn't remember how Jeffrey Epstein got all of his money is not believable in the slightest. It's obviously untrue. And Leslie Wexner is obviously deeply involved in all of this. And it's just a damn shame that it's a gaggle of Democrats that are the ones delivering this, because not a single Republican from the entire oversight committee decided to go. And again, just out of pure speculation, but it makes sense to me. I think they were told not to. Because the powers that be are trying to destroy the Republican Party. I think everybody needs to understand that the powers that be are trying to destroy the Republican Party. Do you understand this? They're trying to basically expel all the most popular people from the Republican Party, to where it'll be nobody but Ben Shapiro and Mark Levin and Howard Lutnick, who was a Democrat until last year, still is a Democrat. In 2024, do you know Howard Lutnick gave like $150,000 to the Clinton Global Initiative? Goes on and on. But yeah, they're destroying the Republican Party. And they're using Epstein to do it. And the Republicans are playing along. Billionaire Les Wexner says he was duped by advisor Jeffrey Epstein, a world-class con man. Oh, sure. No, I'm sure Les, the billionaire behind the retail empire that once blanketed shopping malls with names such as Victoria's Secret and Abercrombie & Fitch, told members of Congress on Wednesday that he was duped by a world-class con man, close financial advisor Jeffrey Epstein. Les Wexner also denied knowing about the late sex offender's crimes or participating in Epstein's abuse of girls and young women, saying, quote, I was naive, a foolish and gullible to put any trust in Jeffrey Epstein. He was a con man, and while I was conned, I have done nothing wrong and have nothing to hide. Said the 88-year-old vessel of a demon, according to his own account. It's just pathetic. Just everything about this is pathetic. It's pathetic this guy's gone on this long without being confronted with this stuff. It's pathetic. It's only the Democrats that are going after him now. It's pathetic that he can just lie with impunity like that when he should ostensibly be under oath and not allowed to lie like this. Just all of this is absurd. This is a gigantic circus. And all I can say now is, hey, if the Democrats are going to actually get justice for this, then great. I guess I'm going to start supporting them. And so we'll get into it on the other side, the way that apparently Susie Wiles and the whole White House is holding emergency meetings to try to figure out what to do during the midterms, while simultaneously not a single Republican is going to investigate Les Wexner, as that continues to be the top story in the entire country. Yeah, they're trying to destroy the Republican Party. You think they don't know how bad this looks? You think they don't know what they're doing? They're doing it on purpose. Donald Trump's made a new statement, still threatening Iran. Gee, they're wondering why they're so unpopular.
Now, this is an emergency flash sale. It funds our operation, and these are incredible products. This is the biggest sale of the year right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Store-wide, all the supplements, all the apparel, the ball caps, the T-shirts, all of it, the hoodies, the sweaters, the incredible supplements, ultramethylene blue, our proprietary ultramethylene red, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, all of it until tomorrow at midnight. We extended it one day, store-wide, 52% off. So I'm saying this live on air on February 17th, Tuesday. Tomorrow, February 18th at midnight Central Time, the sale will end. Storewide, 52% off. Ends tomorrow night at midnight. This is an alert. Your support keeps us on air, and I thank you so much. I want to give back to you. For those on the fence, I want you to experience ultramethylene blue, ultramethylene red, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, our bovine colostrum. It's a private label, the top brand in the country. 2,000 milligrams per little scoop. So good for your skin, your hair, your eyes, your whole body. It's the first 2 weeks of milk that comes off a cow or any other mammal. Is incredible. And this is the final week. This only happens every few months. Where you don't just, every time you make a purchase, get put in one time in the raffle for whatever cool American-made supercar they're having, off-road, Mustangs, you name it. You get put in 100X into the raffle, which they've never done before, in this week. And you get put in to win both vehicles, both the F-250 diesel and the Ford Mustang Shelby. That is a huge deal, and $20,000 cash. So take advantage of that right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And listen, I don't own thealexjonesstore.com. Bigley does, with all their great operations they do. So if they're able to shut down InfoWars, as you can read about in the news, they're still trying. It doesn't matter because Bigley owns that, and they're our sponsor, and they've built the Alex Jones Network backup studios and are helping build the new studios. I just work for them in the future. I don't yet, and so they can't stop me. They'll be the owner. I'll be the news director. So you're not just funding the current operation, because they're funding InfoWars as well, like 90% of the funding. They're also funding the future. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now and take advantage of the biggest sale of the year, 52% off store-wide, and everybody buying anything should commit in the lightest, easiest way. Become a VIP for $30 a month with one click. You instantly get $40 to spend in the store, special deals, special offers, discount sales on top of other sales on top of everything. If you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP. The reason I say it's a very light commitment, you can cancel anytime for free with one click. Just for whatever day of the month you sign up as a VIP, it rolls around every month and charges you $30. You don't like it for whatever reason, you get your $40, you spend it, you get your discounts, all that, then don't have any money at the time or whatever, you just cancel. So if you're going to buy anything, you should be a VIP, because you get $40 instantly to spend in the store. You make $10, and it lowers the cost of everything you just bought on top of the sale. If you're a VIP, at 50% off, some of these products are loss leaders, meaning we're losing money. But because we have I didn't understand this. We have a repeat sale on the store of 98%. No one has that. On the supplements, over 80% reorder individually. That's how good these are. So take advantage now. You have less than 48 hours. So tomorrow night at midnight. You have until tomorrow night at midnight. So go to thealexjonesstore.com now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I would bring the case yesterday that he trafficked to other individuals. And the information we have, again, is limited.
So the answer is no one?
For the information that we have.
I always wonder how dumb this goyim sometimes can be. And they say, you killed our God.
They are legitimately, proactively protecting pedophiles.
They are protecting pedophiles at this point.
By redacting the abusers' names. The White House, listen up, everybody. The White House is protecting pedophiles. You hear that? They're protecting pedophiles.
aren't mad enough. You aren't mad enough. Get louder. Yeah. I mean, that gives you a little bit of an idea of what we're dealing with here. And then the Donald Trump administration wonders why the polls aren't looking so hot for them. It's just sad. It's honestly just sad. See everything go down like this. Epstein files show years of FBI interest in Les Wexner, Epstein's mysterious benefactor. Republican lawmaker leveled a stunning allegation last week. Not only had the government documents named a billionaire retail magnate as co-conspirator in Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking case, the Department of Justice had tried to shield the man from accountability. Representative Thomas Massie chastised the DOJ in a House hearing for redacting various names and details, saying this cover-up spans decades. A CNN review of the DOJ's massive Epstein file release found that while Wexner's name was initially redacted as in the co-conspirator document, his name appears in hundreds of other records that show federal authorities have closely scrutinized Wexner and repeatedly sought information from him. That scrutiny has included questions from investigators before Epstein pled guilty to soliciting prostitution, including from a minor in 2008, and again when authorities pursued a new sex trafficking case against Epstein a decade later. Emails show authorities wanted to understand whether Wexner had knowledge of Epstein paying girls for sex acts, and officials subpoenaed Wexner in 2019 and spoke to his attorneys. Another 2019 FBI document lists Wexner as a secondary co-conspirator, but notes there is limited evidence regarding his involvement. But no, they've known about Les Wexner for years, because we've known about Les Wexner for years. Once again, InfoWars, Tomorrow's News Today. Like, one of the valuable things about us being here is that you can go back in the archives and see that we were talking about Les Wexner in like 2019, way beyond that. And by the way, do y'all remember, it was like a big scandal, I think when I was in high school, that Abercrombie & Fitch, which was owned by Les Wexner, was giving out, like, they would have catalogs with their products, but they were like softcore pornography, and they would have articles in it written telling kids how to like have sex and keep it from your parents. Y'all remember this? It was like a big scandal. I'm pretty sure I was like in middle school or high school, and it was a big deal, but just struck me as you read some of Leslie Wexner's holdings from his L company. You remember, like, oh yeah, Abercrombie & Fitch literally got in trouble for, like, trying to encourage children to have sex with each other in, like, the early 2000s. And just making it a culture of, sexual exploitation. Like, that's the thing. Yeah, these guys did brutal things and horrible things to, you know, their victims. But what is the impact they've had on the wider society? What is the impact of people like this, / the demons that live in their ears? Like, what effect have they had being CEOs of the most prominent and prolific fashion outlets and restaurants and everything else? Like, is it any wonder that American culture is trash now? Because our most prominent cultural output is controlled by a bunch of literal pedophile demon vampires? I don't know if you just heard me. I said literal pedophile demon vampires. Do you think I'm joking? Does that just sound like it sounds like an expression I'm using? No. I'm describing people who drink blood, are sexually attracted to children, and say they have a demon living in their head. Abercrombie magazine scandal reports the broader, deeply troubled, and highly sexualized culture created by former CEO Mike Jeffries, which ultimately culminated in a 2024 federal indictment for sex trafficking. Okay, there's more than I even knew about. Ex-Abercrombie boss now facing abuse claims from 40 men. That's right. I forgot about that. It's worse than I remember. No, I was talking about a scandal from like 15 years before that, but okay, the CEO of Abercrombie was accused of sex trafficking 40 people. But Les Wexner, he's just an innocent old man. He's just an innocent old fool. Just a naive billionaire, you know? Just one of those naive, self-made billionaires. Doesn't know his ass from a hand grenade. Abercrombie's kids store sold bathing suits that were too sexy for some people. Not quite. Keep looking. You'll find it. 2003. Go to 2003, 2012. Because it wasn't just, it was like sexualized photos, but there was like descriptions. In 2003, Abercrombie and Fitch controversy was over its quarterly publication, which was often referred to as a magalog, a mixture of magazine and catalog. The scandal involved the publication of highly sexualized content, which featured scantily clad or nude models along suggestive articles, including one in 2003 Christmas edition about group sex. And it was aimed at children. 2003, look at that. Memory like a steel trap. Yeah, so as late as October 2023, people at Abercrombie & Fitch were like, you know what'll sell jeans? If we tell children to engage in group sex acts, I think that'll help us to sell jeans. You know what'll really get those jeans flying off the shelves? If we provide detailed instructions of children on how to get away with sexual activity without their parents knowing. You gotta wonder what effect the Jeffrey Epstein class has had. 1998, back to school issued featured alcoholic drink recipes and instructions for a drinking game. The Center for Science and the Public Interest also protested Drinking 101 promotion, which advised rather than the standard beer binge, indulge in some creative drinking this semester. The article included recipes for 10 mixed drinks and a spinner featuring pictures of each drink intended for use in various drinking games. Again, in a magazine for children, for like high schoolers. In 2001, cultural conservatives and anti-porn feminists called for a boycott of ANF. Over the summer of 2001, issue of AF Quarterly, which showed photographs of naked or near-naked young people frolicking on the beach. The images also include top-naked young women and rear-naked young men on top of each other. The exploitation of sex and young people in ANF's catalog is not only atrocious, but also a psychological molestation of their teenage customers. That was from the Concerned Christians of America. The National Organization for Women criticized the catalog for unrealistic body types. The catalog included an interview with porn star Ron Jeremy, who discussed performing oral sex on himself using... Okay. Yeah, for teenagers. Can we arrest Lex Westerner for that, please? All right, so that just came to my mind when I realized that he owned that outlet as well. You got to wonder. He says he was conned by the con man, and nobody should believe him. Some other fallout from this, from Zero Hedge. WEF rocked as CEO faces investigation over ties to, quote, Davos concierge Jeffrey Epstein. The World Economic Forum quietly launched an independent review earlier this month into its CEO, Börje Brende, over his past interactions with Jeffrey Epstein. Files released by the DOJ show and exchanged various text images. One dinner occurred in September 2018, more than a decade after Epstein's 2008 conviction and guilty plea in Florida. Like many powerful figures, Brende has claimed he was unaware of Epstein's criminal history at the time of their meetings and is said to have ordered the probe into his communications with Epstein. And of course, it just goes hand in hand with the fact that Davos is famous for being replete with whores every time Davos goes and meets there. Remember in like 22, 23... it was a very big story where it was first sort of uncovered that I was like, yeah, every whore in Europe goes to Davos during the Davos meeting because it's a giant orgy of a bunch of creepy old men. The Israeli government, meanwhile, installed and maintained a security system at Epstein's apartment. The Israeli government installed security equipment and controlled access to a Manhattan apartment building managed by convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. According to a new set of emails released by the Department of Justice, the equipment was installed starting in early 2016 at 301 East 66th Street, the residence where former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak frequently stayed for stretches at a time. The security operation at, quote, Ehud's apartment was in place for at least 2 years, email from the DOJ disclosure show, with officials from the Israeli permanent mission to the United Nations corresponding regularly with Epstein's staff regarding security. The apartment was technically owned by a company connected to Epstein's brother, Mark Epstein, but was effectively controlled by Epstein. Units in the building were frequently loaned out to Epstein's contacts and used to house underage models. Rafi Shlomo, then director of protective service at the Israeli mission to the United Nations in New York and head of Barak security, corresponded with Epstein employees to arrange meetings to discuss security and coordinate installation of specialized security equipment at the 66th Street residence. Shlomo personally controlled access to the apartments for guests and even conducted background checks on cleaners and Epstein's employees. Under Israeli law, former prime ministers and other high-ranking officials typically receive security services after they leave office. According to the emails, Epstein personally approved the installation of the equipment, authorized meetings between his staff and Israeli security officials. Ehud Barak and the Israeli mission to the United Nations did not respond to requests for comment. Okay, so here we have evidence of Epstein working directly hand-in-hand with the government of Israel in order to install and manage their security in one of his, well, they were managing security in one of his buildings. So that's interesting. Prime Minister Netanyahu recently suggested that Epstein's close ties to Barak, a longtime Labor Party official and rival of Netanyahu, undermine rather than strengthen the case for Epstein's ties to Israel, saying Jeffrey Epstein's unusually close relationship with Ehud Barak doesn't suggest Epstein worked for Israel. It proves the opposite, Netanyahu said. Stuck on his election loss from over two decades ago, Barak has for years obsessively attempted to undermine Israeli democracy by working with the anti-Zionist radical left in failed attempts to overthrow the elected Israeli government. A January 2016 email exchange between Barak's wife and an Epstein employee, whose name is partially redacted, but appears from other communications to be his longtime assistant, Leslie Groff, discussed installing alarms and surveillance equipment at the residence, including six sensors stuck to the windows and the ability to remotely control access to the premises. Prelli informed Epstein's staff that, quote, they can neutralize the system from far before you need somebody to enter the apartment. The only thing is to call Rafi from the consulate and let him know who and when is entering. Okay. So not only was he working with Israel, apparently an Israeli government employee who's the head of the Israeli UN, you know, diplomatic office, had direct access to who got in to Epstein's house. So not only does that prove a very close working relationship with the actual government of Israel, not just Israeli figures, but it also hints that whatever surveillance was done for blackmail purposes or just incidentally, as a consequence of security, you just happen to capture things, whatever it is, that security, those security tapes, were managed by Israel and are in Israel's hands. So what this represents is basically official acknowledgement that the apartments that Jeffrey Epstein used to house Ehud Barak and his other guests, as well as underage girls that they were raping, was done basically in partnership with the Israeli government on American soil. So I think that's extremely interesting and disturbing. And it goes on and on. It's just obvious that they were very much hand in glove throughout all of this. Just insane. And by the way, I keep seeing people, you know, repeat this claim that they're like, well, they've only released 3.5 out of 6 million documents. Folks, we probably haven't seen a quarter of a percentage of what's been captured from Jeffrey Epstein. And I'm just talking about what the FBI acknowledged that they captured for Epstein. I'm not even including whatever data bank in Tel Aviv was receiving the transmissions from Epstein's apartment. Don't forget that in just one FBI raid, and according to the FBI's own notes, they seized 30 computers, 8.3 plus terabytes of storage devices, a book labeled Girls Picks Nude Book 4, an 8.3 terabytes with 2009 quality records could hold 2.9 million pictures or 4,000 plus hours of video, suggesting there is no evidence or no blackmail material is clearly a lie, not to mention Girls Pick Nude Book Number 4 when 1 through 3 were never found and other catalogs were referencing women, not girls. So according to the FBI's own documents, in one raid, they received 8-plus terabytes full of information. So far, everything that's been released, I'm fairly sure, doesn't even arise to a terabyte. I think it's like less than 300 gigabytes, if I'm not mistaken. So we're talking about a percentage of a percentage of what we know that they have from one raid, let alone all of the surveillance that I'm sure they did. I'm sure they were capturing his phone calls during the investigation. I mean, we haven't gotten anything compared to what is still out there. The UN, however, says that based on what we have received already, allegations in the Epstein files may amount to crimes against humanity. And it really just goes on and on. But we got to move on, though, because it never ends. Although, one thing that we probably should be spending more time on is this from Tony Saruga on Substack. Epstein files, the 1999 to 2001 Canyon. And essentially there is a, people have sort of graphed out the documents over time, and there is a chronological void basically around 1999 to 2001. So here's the image. 1999, 2001, the planning window leading up to 9/11 and the immediate aftermath. Remember, in these documents, we learned that there was a shadow 9/11 commission and that Ghislaine Maxwell was asked to be on it. So I think that's worth noting and possibly investigating to a further degree, to a greater degree. But we got to move on, although we're not really moving on, because it's all, this is all part of the same topic, and that is the utter failure of the Trump administration to make good on their promises or to make a good argument for why they should be voted for in the 2026 midterms. And apparently they're holding summits about this when you have to be deliberately obtuse not to understand exactly why the polls are not looking good for Donald Trump. It's not even really a question. But in case you were wondering, I have the answers for you. In case you were wondering why people are upset with President Trump, I suggest we go to clip 40 here. This is President Trump ally Mike Davis, who, by the way, just forced out one of the last good people in the Trump administration, Gail Slater. Here's him showing us why Trump deserves to lose in 2026. Let's watch.
I think the Attorney General Pam Bondi is doing a phenomenal job. She's bold. She's fearless. She fires people. She hires the right people. She brings charges. She dismisses bogus, politicized charges. She has bigger balls than all the Republican white male attorneys general before her combined. And people are constantly attacking her. And it seems to align with this Epstein, Massey, weirdo crowd that they're constantly attacking her on this stuff. And it's distracting and it's diverting resources from the cases that actually matter. If Thomas Massey actually cared about Epstein and these victims, where the hell was he for 4 years of Biden? This is obviously a political game by him. He's teaming up with Democrats on this political game. All these Epstein freaks keep attacking Pam Bondi, who's doing a remarkable job given the terrible circumstances, and they want to make her job more difficult by diverting prosecutors and law enforcement agents to do this stupid Epstein review instead of actually going after crimes they can prosecute.
I mean, is it any wonder? Is it any wonder why Trump is losing when these are the spokespeople out there basically calling his entire base idiots for wanting justice for what is now indisputably proven to be a gigantic criminal network doing things way worse than sleeping with underage girls, including potentially eating people, but definitely engaged in insider trading and God only knows how many other crimes revealed. And he just comes out and is just like, no, you're a weirdo. And Pam Bondi is amazing and she's doing awesome and she's getting so many convictions. Where are they? What are you talking about? I bet they feel foolish not choosing a Jewish person now. You could have said this was all about anti-Semitism. Isn't that what it sounds like? Isn't that the feeling you get when it's just like, no, you don't have to speculate. You don't have to wonder. You don't have to, claim there's some sort of ulterior motive. We want the Epstein files released and she's not releasing them. We want the Russiagate conspirators arrested. She's not arresting them. We want the 2020 election adjudicated. She's not doing anything about that. And there's like, wow, they must be actually Democrats. Okay. Keep telling yourself that, I guess. Like, we'll see. We'll see how that does for you. And again, they're apparently holding meetings about this. They're very confused. They don't understand why they're not more popular. And it's just like, I don't know what to tell you other than you're an idiot. You're like, you're all idiots. Let's go to clip number 28. Here's Peter Ducey talking about this all-hands-on-deck emergency meeting. Figure out what to do about the failure to do anything. Let's watch.
Yes, I just got a text from a senior White House official who is confirming a story that just crossed in Axios. Susie Wiles, the White House chief of staff, James Blair, one of her top lieutenants, and a bunch of chiefs of staff, as well as some cabinet-level secretaries, are meeting right now on Capitol Hill in private, or I should say near Capitol Hill in private, to try to figure out President Trump's messaging strategy, how to sell his accomplishments and what he plans to do to help their chances in the midterms. Of course, next week, the State of the Union will be the chance to do that in prime time. Brett.
You'll see it right here. Peter Ducey live in the North Lawn.
I think we have a good you know, connection here. See, all of the people that should have been fired are now meeting to discuss the messaging. See, all of the people that Trump didn't fire that are failing to uphold his campaign promises, that are undermining him at every pass, never got fired, so now they're meeting to determine how to, you know, best sell Trump's accomplishments despite the fact that they are the reason that Trump has not accomplished anything to try to sell us. So I think we've hit the nail on the head. I think we've figured out the problem. The problem Susie Wiles is trying to figure out is, in fact, Susie Wiles herself. So I don't think she's going to come to that conclusion. I have the feeling that that's not going to be the outcome of their little powwow. Here's a list of grievances from the main wonk. Former Trump supporter Ian Smith posted this list of grievances to social media. Promised Doge refund checks. What we got? Memes, engagement bait, zero deposits. We got promised full transparency of the Epstein files, the JFK files, the truth, in a word. What we got was redactions, delays, ongoing review, and basically being called idiots for expecting that promise to be upheld. He promised to drain the swamp. The swamp got better branding. He promised sub 10% APR credit cards. We got 29.99% variable in a lecture about market conditions. He promised no new wars. We got strategic support, defensive aid, and other foreign funding packages, and a war on Venezuela, and the Ukraine war still going on, and we're about to go to war with Iran. He promised America first, but instead billions got exported while your grocery bill stays domestic. He promised to abolish the three-letter agencies. Instead, they got expanded budgets and better software. He promised he ended the Department of Education. We got more bureaucracy, different logo. I think the reason that you're having trouble selling your accomplishments is because you have none.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here. A year after the Onion said they bought us, we might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.